an open or a middle and a close.
Yep.
And what I try to do is make it, step it up just a little bit more. I mean, one particular night, as high as 5 comedians went on stage. The show cranked out at 93 minutes. It was just amazing. It was amazingly timed and perfect, and Larry was a special guest, and Mike Donovan, one of the most dynamic comedians I know of this era in Boston. I mean, he's just one of my favorites. And he's a personal friend. And Larry and Chris and Winston Kidd and, you know, Hamilton Johnson and all these guys. I mean, I could throw 1,000 names around.
That was
and
a Jay Rodriguez show, wasn't it?
Yep, and Rick Cormier and all these guys that have been in the trenches and done what they're supposed to do in the comedy world. And it's just been that much fun to put shows together like that. And the Yee family's been nothing but, so, I mean, they've been through a lot of tough times with the economy. They've bounced out of it, and I just try to keep it real. I try to let
Johnny
them
is
know
always
that,
praising the Yee family to me when all my late phone calls at 1 o'clock in the morning.
We got another one here. Oh, no. Looks like they hung up. I was going to say we had another call.
I'm always trying to make sure that they know that it's very important that for their team.
Yeah. No, it's actually, now we're in the 50s today, Johnny. Any requests for a 50s song?
No, Jesus, that was 19 years before I was born.
Yeah.
What's a 50s song that you guys like, Hank and Tommy? Tommy has an old jukebox that could rack out a 45s from the 50s. I mean, he's got this old Seabird, like the Happy Days jukebox.
Yeah.
Jukebox playing the blues. High School Hop, Jerry Lee.
How about, what do I got here? Well, Larry's got his Casio in here. He's been playing live. How about some Elvis? We haven't played any Elvis yet.
Yeah, Elvis would be fun. I got Chance Lankin chiming in on the other line about 17 times, ruining my radio my radio spot here. But Chance is all right, too. He's one of the big favorites at the China Box. Let's go with some Elvis, guys. And, Chris, if you want to give away some tickets, China Blossom, you can go right ahead and do that. And it was nice listening to you guys, and I'll let you go. And let Larry enjoy his time with WMFO 91.5.
All right. Thanks Johnny.
Johnny.
All right. Johnny Joyce calling in. Here's Elvis, everybody.
Well, that's all right, Mama. That's all right for you. That's all right, Mama. Just any way you do, that's all right. That's all right. That's all right, Mama. Any way you do. Well, Mama, she done told me. Papa done told me too. Son, that gal you fooling with, she ain't no good to you. But that's all right. That's all right. That's all right.
Elvis Presley on WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts. The show is called Time Travel. My name is Chris Earle. My special guest today is Mr. Larry Lee Lewis.
Hey, Chris.
Hey,
my uncle is often mistaken for Elvis. He doesn't sing like him or look like him, but he's fat and he takes a lot of drugs.
Now, I enjoyed Elvis. Now, he actually died at, what, 42, maybe? He was pretty young, right?
Monday, August 16th. And you know what other icon died on August 16th?
No.
Babe Ruth.
The same day?
Well, the same year, but Babe Ruth died August 16th in 1948 at the age of 53.
Yep.
And Elvis died August 16th, 1977 at the age of 42.
Hmm.
two just regular, everyday, normal people.
Yeah.
Babe Ruth and Elvis Presley. I'm in a kind of a time warp as far as music goes. Rockabilly, boogie-woogie,
yep.
50s and 60s.
Yep. We should talk about now. We should talk about what's trending now, which is what we like to do here on Time Travel. The trending now, we basically talk about the top 10 stories on Yahoo that's happening right now, this moment in the present, 6:07 p.m. on August 18th, 2010. Number 10 here is hearing loss, Larry.
What?
It's the number it's the number 10 here on the list of what's trending now. The news is hearing loss is becoming a major concern for parents today, as hearing loss among adolescents has increased by almost a third in a decade, with 1 in 5 kids having some kind of hearing problem. What do you think of that?
I don't know. I have this tremendous obsession to keep saying what.
Yeah.
But, you know, two guys are sitting on a bench, and one guy says, I got a new hearing aid.
Yep.
It's unbelievable. It's the greatest hearing aid ever made in the United States, in the world. The other guy says, really, what kind is it? And the guy says, it's 2:45.
So hearing loss is at number 10 here on Yahoo. Kids are probably sticking too many things in their ears. That's probably why. Number 9 is the 19th Amendment for Women's Voting Rights celebrates its 90th birthday. That's big news. That's worth being in the top 10, I think. The 19th Amendment gave women the right to vote, and today marks its 90th birthday to many misogynists' chagrin. Yeah.
It's good news for my 5 different wives. Actually, my 3 different wives. I married one woman 3 times.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Texas had ratified.
Who gives them the right to vote? I'm only kidding.
90th birthday today. So anybody who was around at that point is all long gone.
So they
gone.
Actually weren't voting in the late 1700s and all of the 1800s and
no.
the beginning of the 1900s.
I know. It's crazy.
I know it. They were, it's all men are created equal.
Yeah.
Not the women weren't in the Constitution.
Yeah, at the time. At the time, they were excluded.
We're
going to
get
excluded.
Ourselves in trouble in yeah. this, Chris.
You know what's funny is like when I was 18, I was so excited to vote. And ever since then, it's like, I do every now and then, but only if I'm passionate about a candidate.
I vote as often as I can.
Yeah.
In the same election.
Do you? So that's the 19th Amendment. Everybody loves the 19th Amendment. Hooray, women voting. Celebrating their 90th birthday today. Number 9 here on the trending list on Yahoo.
Number 9.
This one last week was in here too. Home refinancing is a big one that everybody's looking into. As a matter of fact, we were looking into home refinancing a little bit on the house here. Home refinancing demand hits a 15-month high. Big
because
news.
Nobody's selling them.
Yeah, because nobody has any money.
I just refinanced my home.
Did you?
Yeah, with Citizens Bank and Trust.
Really?
Yeah.
This is what happened is we had a assessment come, and what happened is since we bought it like prime time, the house value actually went down a little bit. So they wanted us to do something a little extra in order to get the loan.
Really?
Yeah.
What did you have to do?
I'm not going
to
mention what it was. But no, we didn't take
the values go down, but the town assessments don't seem to go down for the taxes.
Yeah.
But you know, when I got divorced, we split the house. She got the inside, I got the outside.
Yeah.
I have a bad joke for every occasion. Thank you.
That's all right. That works. We got 7 more to go here.
Can't wait.
Here we go. The Real Housewives at number 7. The Real Housewives of New Jersey are at number 7. They meet with the Real Bidets of Naples. Apparently, somebody got stuck in a bidet or something like that. Let me see what's going on here.
A bidet meaning a toilet?
I think so. I don't know. Let me see what it says here.
That seems like a combination of number 8 and number 9.
Yeah. The Real Housewives of New Jersey continued their voyage through Italy this week, where several of the brood made a fun discovery in the bathroom. Fortunately, their parents were there to explain to them just what they had found. So so people that are the Real Housewives of New Jersey didn't know about a bidet.
Is that the TV show you're talking about?
Yeah, yeah. It was the TV show trending now at number 7. No,
I've never seen it.
Yeah.
Either.
But apparently, if they didn't know what a bidet is, I hope they know what a washcloth is.
They know what a reality show is getting the paycheck.
Yeah, exactly. This one at number 6, it actually just jumped off the top 10, but I clicked on it in time. Dr. Laura Schleislinger.
Oh, yes, I heard about this.
Yeah, how do you pronounce it? Schlesinger?
Schlesinger would be right.
Laura Schlesinger quitting radio show.
You're kidding me.
No, she quit.
Because she said the N-word?
Because she said the N-word. She quit. She ended her radio show.
You're joking.
Yeah. No, I'm not. Says the conservative talk show host said Tuesday she plans to give up her radio show when her contract is up the end of the year. She made the announcement on Larry King Live, saying she wants to regain her free speech rights.
Wow. I mean, she's syndicated in like 5,000 places.
Yeah. You think she's got a lot of money?
I think she got a few bucks put away for a rainy day. I mean, she had another problem, like with her family. Like, she never talks to her kids in 30 years, her parents.
Wow. That happens, though.
Yeah, she's a screwed-up lady. But we have a lot of admiration and respect for a fellow radio personality.
That's true. But I've never said the N-word on the air.
I know. Nobody has, except for Kramer.
Yeah, except for Kramer, right. You know who just replaced her at number six is January Jones. You know who that is?
January Jones. That was the centerfold in the Playboy magazine?
That's what it sounds like. It's January Jones to play Emma Frost in the latest X-Men movie. 32-year-old Mad Men actress who plays Emma Frost, known as the White Queen.
Oh, Jack Frost's daughter.
Yeah. So she was in Mad Men. She's kind of cute, I guess. So she's playing the January Jones cast in X-Men at number six.
Is a great series for what we're talking about.
Is that good? Yeah. It's set in the 50s, right?
It's set in the late 50s, yeah, early 60s maybe.
Yeah.
A couple of shows. I wasn't that crazy, but I like The Office.
The Office is a great show.
It's awesome. I watched a marathon the other night on the On Demand.
Now, have you seen the BBC version? I love the BBC version. I think it's one of the best.
Ricky Gervais?
Oh, yeah.
Now, does
he
play the manager?
Yeah. It's not Michael Scott, but he plays a different guy.
He plays the Steve Carell character?
Yeah.
He's great. I loved his last movie. Did you see that? The Invention of Lion?
I did. I just saw it a few weeks ago. I loved it. I thought it was great.
And what local
Joe Wong shows up
Joe
in there.
Joe Wong was right in there.
Plus Major Dick from WAAF.
That
was
I
on
didn't
there.
Know.
Yeah, he's on there. There's a couple of little celebrities in that little powwow scene.
Johnny
Carson
would say, I did not know that.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a great movie. That's worth going to see.
Yeah, that was. I love Ricky Gervais.
But with the Mad Men, I gotta watch things from the beginning. I gotta see season one, number one, and then move from there. I don't like jumping in mid.
That's the
anything.
Type of show that you really have to. You know, what's your favorite show on TV?
I enjoyed Lost, but it's gone, and it wasn't as good the last few years. But I still enjoyed it.
Never
right?
saw one episode of Lost or 24.
I've never seen 24. I've got the first season on DVD. I enjoy The Survivor. I like The Survivor.
Never saw that.
And that's about it. I don't really watch TV anymore.
My
I used to
show.
Watch Letterman and The Simpsons, but I don't watch anything anymore. Really.
Letterman and Leno I'm off of. I actually enjoy Jimmy Kimmel. He's a little different, and I like his style.
Yeah.
Simpsons, Family Guy, you got to love. But my favorite show is Entourage.
Yeah? I heard that was great.
It's fantastic.
I'll have to check that out.
You'll love that.
Yeah. So we had two number sixes. Let's go to number five, the auto recalls. Mazda's overseas auto recalls to exceed over 500,000 cars.
Is that the Toyota?
Power steering flaws. No, Mazda Motor Company. They indicated overseas recalls stemming from power steering flaws will likely rise to 514,000 vehicles.
Well, how many is Toyota recalled?
Did you hear the Toyota, oh, what a feeling?
No.
They should change the slogan from the power to move forward.
Why don't they just recall every single car that was ever made?
They should. They should just recall every car ever made.
I read the Toyota is now in the black. They're actually made. Who would buy a car from them?
I don't know. You know what's funny is I was thinking, like, if I can get one for, like, half price or something, I would have picked it up and risked it.
Give me
a deal and I'll risk it. I'll go out there and risk it. It's like I could do the old Flintstones brakes if worse comes to worse.
With the feet in the ground?
Yeah, the feet in the ground.
I know. I mean, their brake is to give you 0% financing on a car that's been marked up more money than the financing would ever be.
Oh, I know. It's crazy. It's crazy, and that's one of the reasons why we're in such bad shape right now. People used to go out without a pot to pee in, and they're buying themselves, you know, $8,000 plasma TVs when those first came out, and then they, you know, just getting deeper and deeper into the hole.
Well, they protected those big companies. Don't get me started, Chris, please.
I know. So the next one, at number four, Evan Rachel Woods is at number four. She's an actress. She's an actress. She filmed some action scenes for Gucci perfume. And she called off her engagement to Marilyn Manson for a second time.
And that's number four?
That's number four. Apparently, that's big news.
I think you're talking about Evelyn Wood, the speed reader.
No. Evan Rachel Wood and Marilyn Manson call off their engagement for the second time. I think one of the reasons why she must be so high here is the Marilyn Manson plus the Gucci thing. I think maybe a couple of stories can
be. How old
is
Marilyn Manson?
Oh, he's probably like in his 40s, I think.
Oh, really? Is that young?
Yeah, 41-year-old Marilyn changed his outlook on life. So they were going up, and it says she's devastated.
He changes sex, too?
She's devastated. He's wacky.
And she's not.
Yeah, she's got to have some problems, too, yeah. Let's see. David Bowie, speaking of wacky, David Bowie is at number three. Hopefully he's still alive. Let's say David Bowie denies links to Lady Gaga's next album. He's not teaming up with Lady Gaga. He's shut down Lady Gaga. That's big news
for
David Bowie.
This is what, like a non-news item? He's not going to be in the item?
He's not going to be on Lady Gaga's next album. Apparently there was a rumor, and he's dispelled the rumor. He had a heart attack a couple of years ago. He's not doing too hot.
Really?
Yeah.
It's got a few bucks, too.
Yeah, he turned down doing a Peter Gabriel cover because Peter Gabriel covered a David Bowie song on the album Scratch My Back. And
do they
David
still
Bowie
call
was
them
supposed
albums?
To do that. I do.
I do, too, but I mean, they're really not albums.
No. Next release. Maybe we should say it's a release.
Right.
Or a, I don't know, cut? I don't know. I love David
CDs.
Bowie, though. He was good. He actually just, another one just bounced out to number three, who wasn't on the top 10 list, but I've seen him popping in and out of here today, so this is worth mentioning. Number three just popped in is Ernest Borgnine, who is getting a Life Achievement Award from the Screen Actors Guild at 93 years old.
For just staying alive.
Yeah, for just staying alive. Have you seen Marty? 1955.
Yeah. Love Marty. Yeah.
Yeah. He's right up the alley here.
He won the Oscar.
Yeah, it was a great movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ernest Borgnine was great. He was great in his TV series, McHale's
Navy.
Navy,
yep.
Which is like Sergeant Bilko in the Navy.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a good actor. He was a good actor. I just saw a piece on him on the American the Classic Movie Channel.
Mm-hmm.
About him and who was it that he was in the movies with? Robert Ryan, I think.
Yeah.
And there was a piece on Robert Ryan. But Ernest Borgnine, yeah, very good actor.
Yeah, he's really good. I would pay to see like a boxing match between Ernest Borgnine and Mickey Rooney.
Yes, now.
That would be good. Yeah, now, exactly. Yeah, who do you think's older, Ernest Borgnine or Mickey Rooney?
I would say Ernest Borgnine.
He is. He's 4 years older than Mickey
Rooney. The thing is,
Mickey Rooney
and Shirley Temple are still like only in their 70s.
He's 89.
What I said, he's almost 90.
Mickey Rooney's 89, Ernest Borgnine, 93 years old. That's pretty impressive. My great-grandfather lived to 100.
Wow.
Yeah, and my great-grandmother, I think she was 91 or 2. So we had that.
Now, two comedians lived to 100. They were?
Who lived to 100?
Two comedians.
I don't know.
Two of the...
Shecky Green?
Nope. Good guess, yes. He's number 822 on the list. Two comedians that had the... Great careers, well-known, top of their field, both lived to the age of 100.
I know Chapman lived, he lived into his late 80s. It wasn't him.
Well, one of them we mentioned, I just mentioned about 5 minutes ago.
Did you?
George Burns.
George Burns, that's right. What am I thinking?
And
George
Bob,
Burns.
Bob Hope.
Bob Hope lived to 100?
Yeah.
Did
yeah.
he?
But he didn't really, he only worked till he was about 90. Burns really worked right till almost the end of the line.
Right, yeah, yeah, Bob Hope.
He had a great career.
Yeah, I love George Burns. I thought he was great.
Yeah, I mean... He wrote all that stuff, him and Gracie Allen.
I actually read a few of his books last year. I read about four of his books last year.
Which ones did you read? Living It Up, All My Friends?
The ones about, exactly. And it was like Life at 90, Life at 100, Life at 100 or something like that. Yeah, they were pretty good.
There was a great book written about him after he died, which was a little bit more truthful than the ones that Burns wrote.
Mm-hmm.
And, talked about some real stuff that happened to him, too. Mm-hmm. But, he had like 7 bestsellers.
Yeah.
And he was an actor, producer, comedian, director. He had a lot of TV. He had a lot of TV shows. They had the Burns and Allen TV show, but they owned other shows, too.
Yeah.
And
he was really in love with Gracie there. He attributed his success to Gracie Allen.
Well, she was the meal ticket, really.
Yep.
And, he was... She died very young. She died in the early 60s. And then he teamed up with Carol Channing for a while.
Yes.
He teamed up with Ann Margaret, I think, for a little while.
Yep. Brooke Shields.
Yeah, that's in the movie, yeah.
Yep.
And then he really between the time that Gracie died and the time that he did Oh God, not Oh God, Sunshine Boys.
Yep.
His career wasn't that great. He wasn't working all the time.
Yeah.
And then at age 80, he took Sunshine Boys, which the part was meant for Jack Benny, who died.
Right.
And that got him an Academy Award. Then he had the Oh God pictures.
Yep.
He did a picture called Going in Style with Art.
Great movie. Yeah.
Art Carney and
Lee Strasberg.
Knows yeah. everything.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Excellent. Excellent.
Yeah. Them. That's one of my
Vegas.
Favorites. Yeah.
The money.
That's one of my favorites. They're bank robbers. They're a bunch of older gentlemen who decide to rob a bank and make a little bit of money, and then they decide to go to Vegas to gamble a little bit, and right. they keep winning. So
George runs it up on the craft table.
Yeah, so their original amount of money, which is like, I think it's like 30 to 50,000, becomes like 300 or 400,000.
And you know, they were senior citizens, so when they went out to Las Vegas, the slot machines weren't cherries or oranges, they were prunes.
Yeah.
And you hit three in a row, you got to go to the crap table.
Yep.
Well, they're going to clean you out one way or the other. Thank you.
Well, here's something that she probably has no idea who George Burns is. Tila Tequila is at number 2 here on the list. She was attacked by a crowd at her concert and vows to sue the organizers. She said she's going to sue organizers of an Illinois Insane Clown Posse concert when she was attacked with rocks and bottles.
Tila Tequila.
Tila Tequila is her name. Fans of the underground hip-hop group Insane Clown Posse pelted the reality TV star with rocks and bottles during the Saturday Gathering of Juggaloos in Hardin County, Southern Illinois, CNN said today. She's the star of MTV's A Shot at Love with Tila Tequila and a Playboy model. And she received cuts and bruises as a result of the attack.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why did the Mexican throw his wife out the window?
I don't know.
Tequila. Thank you, all the misogynists out there.
Yes, Tila Tequila is her name. So she's at number 2.
I thought she was on the phone.
I don't think she's that attractive either. She's a Playboy model. But oh, maybe there she is right now. Well, let's find out what number 1 is, and then we'll answer the phone here. Number 1 here on the Trending Now list is Natalie Portman. Natalie Portman.
The actress.
Yeah, the actress. Let's see what's up with her. Let me grab this person. Natalie Portman in Sexy Lesbian LP Rock. She loses out the lead for The Girl with a Dragon Tattoo. She's out of the running. She lost her chance to play the role of binge-drinking bisexual Lisbeth Salander, a lead role in what many of the most recently have sought in jobs in Hollywood. That isn't how is that even a sentence? What horrible copy this is. With the likes
I'm
of,
glad you said that, Chris.
With the
I
likes
didn't
of,
want to say anything.
You were like, is that a sentence?
She was in the Vagina Monologue. She played the smell.
Did she? WMFO, you are on the air with Larry Lee Lewis and Chris Earle's show's Time Travel.
Chris Earle, it's Brian Joyce. I'm downstairs. Can somebody get me?
Yes, Brian Joyce, 35 minutes early for his show, The Whole Truth, coming up at 7 p.m. here on WMFO.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
He's all right. I hung up on him.
Yeah. Oh.
We're gonna go. We'll get him during the break here. He calls. He always gets here a little early.
Yeah, he's good, BJ. I love him.
Yeah. So number 1 on the list, Natalie Portman, trending now. Let's play something so we can go let our friend Brian up here. We'll go back to 1955. We got some doo-wop coming up and a couple of things that was on the that were on the television back in the 50s. Time travel, Chris Earle, Larry Lee Lewis, 617-627-3800 is the request line, or if you need to get into the studio because you're coming up at 7 p.m. after us.
Date, Sunday, November 13th, 1955, 7:01 a.m. Last night's time travel experiment was apparently a complete success. Lightning struck the clock tower precisely 10:04 p.m., sending the necessary 1.21 gigawatts into the time vehicle, which vanished in a brilliant flash of light, leaving a pair of fire trails behind. I therefore assume that Marty and the time vehicle were transported forward through time into the year 1985. After that, I can't recall what happened. In fact, I don't even remember how I got home. Perhaps the gigawatt discharge, coupled with the temporal displacement field generated by the time vehicle, caused a disruption of my own brainwaves, resulting in a condition of momentary amnesia. Indeed, I now recall that moments after the time vehicle disappeared into the future, I saw a vision of Marty say he had come back from the future.
Hey, Doc.
Undoubtedly, this was some sort of a visual image.
Doc! Doc, calm down, okay? Just calm down. It's me. It's Marty.
No, it can't be you. I sent you back to the future.
That's right, Doc. That's right, but I came back again. I came back from the future. Don't you remember last night? You fainted. I brought you home.
This can't be happening. You can't be here. It doesn't make sense for you to be here. I refuse to believe that you are here.
Doc, I am here, and it does make sense. Look, I came back to 1955 again with you, the you from 1985, because we had to get a book from Biff. So once I got a book back, you, that is the you from 1985, we're in the DeLorean, and I got struck by lightning, and you got sent back to 1885.
1885!
It's a very interesting story, Future Boy, but there's just one little thing that doesn't make sense. If the me of the future is now in the past, how could you possibly know about it?
You sent me a letter.
WMFO Medford, Mass.
She can't help it, the girl can't help it. She can't help it, the girl can't. Now she walks by the men folks get it wrong. If she winks an eye, red lights turn to toe. Now if she's got a lot of or what they call the mo, you know the girl can't help it. She walks. She's got a figure made to squeeze, yeah.
There's Little Richard here on Time Travel. 617-627-3800 is the request line. My name is Chris Searle. The show is Time Travel. Our guest today is Larry Lee Lewis from Chelsea, Mass.
Do a little boogie and smoke some grass. Is it time for another announcement? All right. If you're 50 or over, this message is for you and it's from you. Over time, if undetected, colorectal cancer becomes a killer. We were just talking about this.
Mm-hmm.
But screening tests can find it early when treatment is most effective. Even better, this is the one cancer you can prevent. Screening finds precancerous polyps that can be removed before they turn into colorectal cancer. So stop this disease. Get screened for colorectal cancer. Medicare and most insurance plans help pay for colorectal cancer screening, brought to you by the United States Department of Health and Human Services and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
And WMFO in Medford, Mass. And also, after the colorectal screening, please do not do any buzz driving, but do please go and see the IMAX movie on the whales at the Museum of Science in Boston.
Ties everything together.
We're tying it right in. Yeah.
I'm an expert. You're a pro.
Oh, thank you.
Pro in the business.
Thank you, sir.
We're going to do a little Kyle Perkins?
Yeah. Which one did you pick for Kyle Perkins here?
True Love Ways, which is not one of his better-known ones, but it's got that Kyle Perkins sound, and I really love it. I love this song.
All right. Kyle Perkins here on Time Travel. We're here with you until 7 p.m.
Keep rolling there. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. There goes my baby with someone new. She sure looks happy, I sure am blue. She was my baby till he stepped in. Goodbye to romance that might have been. Bye-bye love, bye-bye happiness. Hello loneliness, I think I'm gonna cry. Bye-bye love, bye-bye sweet caress. Hello emptiness, I feel like I could die. Bye-bye my love, goodbye. I'm through with romance, I'm through with love. I'm through with counting the stars above. And here's the reason that I'm so free. Is it true with me? Bye-bye love, bye-bye happiness. Hello loneliness, I think I'm gonna cry. Bye-bye love, bye-bye sweet caress. Hello emptiness, I feel like I could die. Bye-bye my love, goodbye.
Let's leave it to Beaver. Yeah, that's from the 50s. Did you watch that one?
Sure, with Tony Dow, Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, and Jerry Mathers.
Yeah.
The Beaver.
Yep. And what was great about that show is that is the announcer always mentioned their names, so the four of them, they all got star billing.
Yeah. No, they were, I think Barbara Billingsley might still be around. Tony Dow certainly is.
Yeah.
But I remember there was a famous story about Leave It to Beaver is that... at the auditions, Jerry Mathers was fidgeting around, and they said to him, "What's wrong?" And his mother brought him into audition. She said, "I got a Cub Scout meeting to go. I got to get out of here."
Right.
And they said, "That this is the kid for us."
Yeah, so that's an awesome story. Yeah, 1957 to 63, Leave It to Beaver was on.
Then they had another show, though, Leave It like on cable later on when they were older.
Return to the Beaver? Still the Beaver. That's what it was. Still the Beaver.
There's a famous joke about that, but I'm going to just let that one go.
CBS TV movie, Still the Beaver. Eddie Haskell showed up. Ken Osmond.
Yep. He was on the L.A. Police Force.
Yeah.
And, Eddie Haskell.
Eddie Haskell. A lot of people, that was kind of interesting because if you had like a friend that was kind of in the group but was always mean to you that didn't really have any other friends but he'd always show up in your group, he was like the Eddie Haskell of the group.
Right, but he was polite to the parents.
That's what was awesome is he was polite to the parents but he was really mean to like everybody else.
Oh, Mrs. Cleaver.
Yeah.
You look so beautiful today. What a beautiful dress.
Yeah.
It was a Junior Bilko.
Yeah. So 1983, Still the Beaver was on, along with Frank Bank. You know who Frank Bank was?
Frank Bank was Lumpy.
Lumpy, exactly. Clarence Lumpy Rutherford.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jerry Mathers really has ridden that right. I mean, I think he's still doing now some type of a Beaver thing.
Yeah. Well, from 85 to 89, the Disney Channel picked it up, and it was called The New Leave It to Beaver.
I think he may be a radio personality, Jerry Mathers, but he's always something with the Beaver. All you need is that one thing. You know, I met Jimmy Walker and the Dynamite and JJ at Good Times.
Yep.
And he's just ridden that all the way.
Absolutely.
I mean, he's a stand-up comedian. He's a very good one, but
he's
not better than a lot of comedians that we know from Boston.
Yeah.
But he just has that name recognition.
Yep.
That's all you need, a one-hit wonder.
Yep. Leave It to Beaver, 57-63, with Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Yeah, the theme song was good, too.
Yeah, that was pretty good. I wish the theme song that I had there actually had the announcer. That would have been a little better.
Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't get that.
I should have. I didn't go 100% today.
It's not the Chris Earl tradition not to get it.
Well, I thought it was still good, because we'd talk about it. So we're going to do another one here?
We're going to do a little music. This is a Kyle Perkins wrote. Is there a car in here?
I know, I can hear it too.
Kyle Perkins wrote this.
Yep.
And he was on his way to New York to do the Perry Como show, and he got in a terrible car accident with his brothers that were part of his band. And somehow Colonel Parker got the song for Elvis Presley, and Elvis had the big hit.
Mm-hmm.
But Kyle was very talented. And that was George Harrison, by the way, from the Beatles on that last cut with Kyle Perkins. One for the money and a two for the show. Three to get red and I'll go cat go, not on you. Step in my blue suede shoe. You can do anything, lay off of that blue suede shoe. You can knock me down, you can step in my face, slander my name all over the place. Do anything that you wanna do. Honey, lay off of them shoes, not on you. Step in my blue suede shoe. You can do anything, lay off of my blue suede shoe. House, you can steal my car, bring my cider all over the place. Do anything that you wanna do. Well, honey, lay off of them shoes, not on you. Step my blue suede shoes. You can do anything, lay off of them blue suede shoes. Everybody, Brian Joyce, let's go.
Blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Blue, blue, blue suede shoes,
yeah.
Blue, blue, blue suede shoes,
yeah.
Blue, blue, blue suede shoes.
You can do anything, lay off of them blue suede shoes. One more time. Yes, Earl.
Blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Blue, blue, blue suede shoes.
You can do anything, lay off of them blue suede shoes.
Live on WMFO, Larry Lee Lewis doing Carl Perkins' Blue Suede Shoes.
With Chris Earl and Brian Joyce on backup.
You're on time travel. You don't get that too often. That's it. August 18th, 2010. That's when that happened. Today.
Today, yeah. It's on the top 10 list, I think.
It's going to be trending now. Yeah, we're going to get
some
on the trending now list.
Some other radio station is reading about it.
So the influence with Carl Perkins. All right. Just putting you on the spot. Top three or top five? Do top five for the 50s for you. What are the five musicians or bands that influenced you from the
50s? Well, Jerry Lee Lewis is on top. I mean, he's my musical idol, and Elvis has got to be in the top five. And Kyle Perkins with that rockabilly guitar.
Mm-hmm.
He practically invented it. And there's so many others to choose from. Buddy Holly would have been fabulous if he had died at the age of, like, 22, I think.
Yeah.
And he was already proving himself to be a musical genius by adding violins and all that kind of stuff. I mean, I only know it from the Gary Busey story. I mean, the Buddy Holly story.
Right.
Gary Busey.
He was excellent in that, actually.
Gary Busey was fabulous in that.
Yeah, he was great in that.
His career was downhill after that.
Yep.
He was very good in Celebrity Rehab.
Yes. He was. He's interesting to watch, though. I think he's great.
Oh, he's a force.
Yeah.
He's definitely a personality.
There was a comedian, Jeff Richards, that did a great Gary Busey.
Really?
He was awesome, yeah.
And the kid is pretty good. His son.
Yeah.
He's an actor. I think it's Jake Busey.
Right, exactly.
He looks
a
little bit like him, but he's very good.
Yeah, he usually plays kind of a tough guy or kind of a
weird guy.
Weird-looking guy, yeah.
Yeah, that's funny. But Fats Domino is great too.
Yep.
I always call Howie Carr on the death. You ever hear his death?
He has a death pool or something.
Death pools, yeah. And his Fats Domino has not been playing since he hasn't played in the last 5 years. But
yeah,
he was smooth.
Yeah,
he was really smooth. But Bill Haley and the Comets, and they're all there. Little Richard, just amazing. Those guys.
Yeah, we should play some Bill Haley and the Comets. Let's play a little bit ahead. this other one you brought in, the Sleep at the Wheel. Why don't you talk about this one?
Yeah, it's a group from Texas. It's rockabilly boogie woogie. I mean, this is my favorite. I love all music, but you can't deny that rockabilly boogie woogie. It just gets in you and makes you move. And if you can't move to that, then I think you're dead.
Yeah. So the name of this one?
The name of this one is House of Blue Lights.
The House of Blue Lights.
An old boogie woogie song done in the Texas rockabilly boogie woogie style of Asleep at the Wheel.
Lace up your boots and we'll truck on down to a knocked-out shack on the edge of town. There's an 8-beat combo that just won't quit. Keep a walking till you see a blue light lit. Fall in there and we'll see some sights down at the house, the house, the house of blue lights. There's fryers, broilers, and Detroit and barbecue ribs. But the treat of the treat is when they serve up those fine 8-beats. You'll want to spend the rest of your brights down at the house of blue lights. We'll have a time and we'll cut some rug while we dig those tunes like they should be dug. It's a real homecoming for all those cats. Just boogie past the welcome mat. Fall in there and we'll see some sights down at the house of blue lights. See some sights down at the house of blue lights. We'll have a time and we'll cut some rug while we dig those tunes like it should be dug. It's a real homecoming for all those cats. Just boogie past the welcome mat. Fall in there and we'll see some sights down at the house of blue lights. There's fryers, broilers, and Detroit and barbecue ribs. But the treat of the treat is when they serve you those fine 8-beats. You want to spend the rest of your brights down at the house of blue lights. Boogie hacky hacky sacky doo rah. Boogie hacky hacky sacky doo rah. You want to spend the rest of your nights down at the house of blue lights. Down at the house, the house, the house of blue lights.
Love like yours will surely come my way. Hey, hey. day seems a little longer every way. Love's a little stronger, come what may. Do you ever long for true love from me? Every day it's a getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. Love like yours will surely come my way. Hey, hey, hey. Love like yours will surely come my way.
There's Buddy Holly here on Time Travel, and the Crickets. Can't leave the Crickets out. Buddy Holly and the Crickets.
I think the Crickets are still playing.
I think they are, too. Yeah, every day from 1955.
Allison, what was his name? Jay Allison?
That sounds right. Yep. Buddy Holly and the Crickets. So they came, that was 55 years ago, that song. Pretty amazing. Sounds great, too.
Yeah.
They finally cleaned it all up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Buddy Holly was... He was terrific. We were talking off the air. The movie was great, too.
Yeah.
Gary Busey.
Gary Busey.
Yeah.
He was fantastic. He was up for an Academy Award. Did he win?
I don't think he won. It was too early in his career to win.
Yeah.
But, yeah, because he sang, too.
Yeah, he was
but
awesome.
But that seems to, you know, some of them do sing. Loretta Lynn, Sissy Spacek sang.
Mm-hmm.
And this Walk the Line movie, they both sang,
yeah,
too. It's amazing.
Joaquin Phoenix.
How did they get away with
it? And
they were good,
Reese
too.
Witherspoon, yeah.
She won an Academy Award.
She won an Academy Award. Yeah, he was great in that, too. Yeah. I thought he was fantastic. And I played a little bit from that last week. I played the Cocaine Blues, and I played the, I think his name was
Waylon Payne.
Waylon Payne.
He played Jerry Lee.
Yeah, he played Jerry Lee. So yeah, that's what I played last week.
No, he's Waylon Jennings' nephew, you know.
Yeah, that's what I thought, yeah. Now, this was interesting, too. Now, you learned how to play at 50 years old, and everything is done by ear.
Yeah. I can't read music.
No. Now, if you're doing an original, you do it by ear?
Yeah. I mean, I learn my chords in the left hand.
Yep.
And the right hand, I just go up and down and do it by ear on the melody.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm singing over the melody sometimes, so I don't have to really do the melody. But, you know, I just learned every key. There's only 12 keys.
Yeah.
And 5 black and 7 white. And I learned what notes are compatible with each key.
Right.
And that sound good with it, especially in these rock and roll songs. And that was it. I mean, I could teach somebody else to play,
yeah,
but I could only teach them how I play.
Right, right. See, I've always, I tinker with it, but I'm not that good. I didn't pursue it because
you're good at tinkering.
I'm good
not
at tinkering.
The piano.
Exactly. Yeah, I got a lot of junk at home. I'm
and,
a tinkerer by trade.
You didn't take any
trade.
Tinkering lessons either. You're just
no.
on your own.
No, it's it, but I'm ready. I'm almost ready to learn. I think I'm almost ready.
I can't believe that I did learn. I mean, it's yeah. one of the greatest accomplishments of my life.
That's fantastic.
I always loved Jerry Lee Lewis,
mm-hmm.
and when I learned how to play, I even respected and admired and appreciated him even more.
Yeah.
That's, man was a genius.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, time flies by. WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. We got only a few more minutes here, and I wanted to get some. I wanted to get Bill Haley in the comments on here. Plus, I have one last one for you before we go here. So, any other closing remarks? Did you want to say anything?
Just thank you very, very much, Chris, for allowing me to be on your show. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, great!
Like you say, the time goes by fast. I'm sure you say that every week.
Yeah. It does.
And it's a great concept with the time travel.
Oh, thank you.
I may steal it. No, I'm like
that. it's been a lot of fun, and you know, I wish we had some more time. You'll have to come back.
Tell me when, and I'm here.
All right.
Thank you so much, Chris.
Sounds good. Larry Lee Lewis, everybody, here on Time Travel. We're going to play a little Bill Haley and the Comets, and then we got one last thing for you, and then The Whole Truth coming up with Brian and Derek here on WMFO in Medford.
One, two, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around 10 o'clock tonight. Put your glad rags on. Join me, hon. We'll have some fun when the clock strikes one. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. When the clock strikes 2, 3, and 4.
around the clock here on Zion Travel. Bill Haley and the Comets. Thanks again to Larry Lee Lewis. Good night, time travelers.
Good night, future boy.
See you next week, 5 to 7. Time Travel with Chris Earl on WMFO.
My name is Larry Lee Lewis. I'm from Louisiana. Gonna do a little boogie on this hip hand. Doing mighty fine. Gonna make you shake it. Gonna make you do it till it breaks. Call the Lewis boogie. The Lewis way. Gonna do my little boogie woogie. Stop and do the bop. It's called the Lewis Boogie in the Lewis way. Lord, I do my little boogie woogie every day. Well, I screws on down old Memphis town. That's where that Presley boy says he ain't. And then your sacrilli hat begins to shiver and a move. It's called a Lewis boogie. It's a Lewis way. Lord, I do my little boogie woogie every day. Oh, I do the boogie woogie. Then your hips start rocking. Your knees start rocking. It's a Lewis boogie and a Lewis way. Lord, I do my little boogie woogie every day.
Eh, that's the show. So that was 10 years ago. I'm going to miss Larry Lee. He was a pretty good friend to me. And, you know, just an interesting dude, you know, very funny, well-read, good guy to be around. Enjoy who you got while you got him. Take it easy, time travelers. See you next week. My name is Chris Earl. The show has been Time Travel with Chris Earl. Rebroadcasts of the August 18th, 2010 show with my friend Larry Lee Lewis, who passed away at the age of 74. Take care. Good night. See you next week.
I'm Bill Cosby, and the kids in Los Angeles have a slogan, Speed Kills. And they're not referring to safe driving habits. They're talking about a group of drugs, including Ups, Meth, Pep Pills, Dex, even Bennies. Dangerous drugs. Sometimes fatal to the users. And you should know about the up drugs. You may even be taking some now and not be aware of the danger. Write for this free booklet, The Up and Down Drug. Don't guess about drugs when you can have the facts.